This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, effects of satisfaction and submission to God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the effects of satisfaction and submission to God in the Islamic lifestyle. It is necessary that when we nurture our kids, when we brought up our kids, we teach them the reality, we teach them the true trainings, we teach them how to live and what kind of beliefs they need to have in order to have the satisfaction in their life. And one of things is that we need to teach them how to be satisfied and how to submit to God. And once they do that, what are the effects? So when we talk about the effects of satisfaction and submission, and we know the effects of it, the advantages of satisfaction and submission to God, it is easier to convey the message. It is easier for our kids to absorb what we say to them. And there are different effects. One of the effects that we can talk about is that Allah becomes pleased of us. And this is very important. Why? Because being a Muslim, we believe in God. And when we believe in one God, we are monotheist, we want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when we pray, we say qurbatan ilallah, I need the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to seek the nearness and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I pray 5-time prayers. In order to seek the happiness and nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fast in the month of Ramadan. In order to seek the happiness and nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not perform anything which is haram or forbidden, and I go towards the halal things. So all these things are in order to gain the happiness and the pleasingness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the effects of satisfaction and submission to God in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that we must know about the effects and advantages of this. Why? Because if we know the advantages, we can teach our kids how to live. And the very important effect is that once we are satisfied, we show the satisfaction and submission to God, Allah is pleased of us. We said that this pleasure is because we seek this pleasure. Why? Because every single action that we perform and every single deed that we perform, it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so important that when he becomes pleased of someone, he bestows them more blessings. He bestows them more ranks, and the things become easier for him. In one of the stories about the Prophet Moses, it is said that in the book Jami'u Sa'adat, as well it is mentioned, that the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, please guide me towards your pleasure when you are pleased of me. And Allah has replied to him that, Moses, remember that if you are pleased to the fate that we have put for you, the fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you, the things that Allah has given to you, if you're pleased on that, then Allah is pleased from you. Therefore, it is necessary to believe and to also teach our kids that what we have, we need to be pleased at this situation. Yes, we need to advance. It does not mean that you should not advance, but there are the true ways we should advance through the true means and not through the unnatural means. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.